Orbital Striker now, what are you guys going to do? Oh no, I just got him.
Oh god!
Oh. Shit!
Dude, I went flying. My god.
Holy shit.
What did you hit?
I just shot him and then I stood there.
I think one of them like had like a self.
Had something because it absolutely fucking nuked you guys.
Where's our stuff at?
How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to Pixelated Thoughts. We are talking about Helldivers 2. We have played a lot of this game. Chris is going to be joining us because he's been our third, essentially the sacrificial lamb at times, and also the person who keeps executing Brad on certain things. But yeah, no biggie. So Helldivers 2 right now is probably, I want to say, just increasing in popularity every day, which is insane to see because I believe the highest concurrent count for the first Helldivers was 10,000, and it's currently sitting over 400,000. There is a current cap on the servers of 450,000, but there are patches being pushed through every single day, or at least it feels like it, to try to correct and fix the servers. But let's talk about the game itself. Brad, starting with you, what were your expectations going in for Helldivers 2?
Liberty.
Fucking right, brother.
I shouldn't like just murdering aliens, and they exceeded expectation on that. So, I mean, the transition from the isometric POV to the third person, you know, kicked it up a notch, right? Made it just that much more intense, mm-hmm. because you have a lot less situational awareness. But you're also like more connected to the person that you are. You're not just something on the screen moving around.
Yeah. Easier to aim to.
You die. And then you die. So.
And you will die a lot. Chris, what about you? It's your first time playing Helldivers. You didn't play the first one. So you played the second one. What did you think when I was trying to rope you into it the entire time? Because I just kept asking you constantly.
Well, I mean, I saw the trailer. So I immediately thought Starship Troopers.
Yep.
And that's exactly what I got. And it's fantastic. I mean, without the story, but even then, I mean, you know, we're making the story with that, you know, so it was a lot of fun.
Really good complimentary gameplay. I think this is like reminds me of like the old the couch co-op games. Just it's fun, you know, and I know that there's a lot of, you know, it's just the weirdest thing if you go on social media and see all the different memes that keep coming up and people, how salty they are about one and not going to Xbox, but it's PlayStation Studios. And I assume with its success later on, it should probably see a broad release to all platforms. But this is like the perfect co-op game. The director for the director for Arrowhead Studios are pretty much straight up said that they're not going to make any PvP, which why the fuck would you want to add PvP to a game that's already hectic and allows you to team kill? You know what I mean? I think, you know, they're in the process of pretty much expanding the game as hardcore as possible. You're going to see, you know, new races, you're going to see essentially like massive planets. Like, so when we're fighting like the Terminids, we're actually fighting them on like our colony space, but we will eventually see them on their home turf. And I'm kind of interested to see what new bugs they show up with. Same thing with their automatons, who are just a fucking menace. I think one of the things I want to get your opinion about is, start with Chris, is how do you feel about the differences between like the automatons and the Terminids in general? Like, is it weird to you that one just feels significantly harder? I know Brad's thoughts on it. We have a part in the video where he's like, the automatons can shoot at me and it makes it much worse. But what are your thoughts on that?
Not so much in the earlier difficulties. It's really not that big of a deal. But once you get up to probably expert and above, that's when it really starts changing. And the bugs, even on Helldive difficulty, become that much easier when you know what you're kind of doing. The automatons, man, are literal Terminators. I mean, I'm surprised they don't have something out of, you know, Terminator 2 where the dude just absorbs the bullets and then just reforms.
And shoots them back at you.
Yeah,
possibly. I mean, they got a tank, so that's a big enough deal.
Yeah, no, it is a stark difference. It is kind of weird because in the video I'd put out, I was like, yeah, here's us against the automatons who are just like shooting at you, mortars, turrets, the destructors with the dual chainsaws, the big flamethrower bastards who like chased Brad like multiple times, tanks that were that weren't just showing. It was like 2 to 3 tanks per area. It was, they had they had towers that could like literally disrupt your ability to communicate with to use your stratagems. It was the most insane thing I'd kind of ever seen. And then you go and fight the bugs, and it's like, I mean, I can handle Bile Titans and Chargers because, by the time you should hit Helldive, it's recommended that you're at least capable with, like, auto cannons and rockets and stuff like that. If you're not, you're making the game, like, 10 times as hard. And that's why I keep seeing is that, like, people just keep quick playing. And what they do is that they eventually, they do it at a low level. And as they join, they join someone at the end of their difficulty and unlock something higher. And so playing with like two people who were like level 7 and 8 who didn't have certain things equipped when I was playing like on Suicide, and I was like, you guys are just getting carried the entire time because they had like 5 deaths per, and me and the other guy only had 2, and I was like, you're making this way harder on us if you guys don't come equipped. So I feel like fighting the bugs was a little bit more manageable, even though you will get swarmed very quickly. I mean, we had like, what do we have, Brad? Like 4 chargers on us at one point, like 3 Bile Titans, and we're just like, dude, what is this shit?
I will say, I feel like the bugs are a bit more armored just in general. I know there are, the automatons have armored things, but I feel like they're weaker. Like if you can get around the armor, they die much more easily if you can get past the armor. I feel like the chargers and the bile spitters, it's just an absolute pain if you don't have something to stop that armor.
Gotta hit him with like grenades. I think the bile spears and the spitters, you have to hit him with grenades. And then with like the charger, essentially, if you don't have a weapon that can, do enough damage when you're hitting the fatty part in the back, you're just kind of screwed. My favorite thing I've ever seen, I don't know if you guys have seen this piece of content, but there's like people making videos about how to kill some of the enemies easily. And I'm like, the spot, like, with the automaton, just like there's spots that are lit up on them, AKA their faces, hit those. And then with the bugs, it's the spots that aren't armored. And I'm like, do we really need like content creators to show how easy it is to take out some of these guys? And by the time you're level 20, like me and Brad, and even when you're level 15 with Chris, like, dude, you have some like insane capabilities. You have lasers. You have like the orbital rail cannon, which is like my favorite thing. You get the spear. You get the rail gun. I think that like it's, the game does an excellent job of scaling. And I don't think it wants you to dive in to higher difficulties until you actually have specific stratagems, because otherwise you're a detriment to your team. But to me, I think like when you're fighting the automatons, it's essentially like the two-man game semi works, but I think it only works on like specific missions. Like if we were just kind of, destroying a certain area, but if we're having to defend every fucking citizen who for whatever reason won't leave that goddamn planet, right? We're sitting there and like you have, all these like mechs like launching fucking grenades at you. That's like my favorite part, is that it really feels like Chris said, a Terminator film. You're essentially the resistance and you're losing like them too. So where the fuck is John Connor? Where's my time travel type stuff? But a lot of people are excited because the content just kind of makes itself. Like my only recording that we did like for the Helldive mode with you guys, that was essentially like the one video for an hour. That was all I made for one channel or one episode, which is like the most insane thing to me, that this game just kind of writes its own content. Like everything's just so entertaining. Everything feels organic. Brad, I did have a moment where I was playing and it was with your buddies where when everyone got disconnected, where I threw a grenade and a bug fucking jumped in my face to prevent me from throwing it deep, and it killed me. I was like, this is some crazy shit. And I'm kind of glad that the developers, we're okay with punishing the player, right? Because it's fun. Like death is fun in this game. It's not like, most games when they punish you, if you play like a Souls-like, it can be really upsetting. But I think when you guys are playing, you're just having a good time, unless you're Brad getting fucking pinned up between two bile spears and then getting pinned between a charger and a bile spear. He's like, dude, I just keep dying in this shit.
It happens.
It does. It happens quite often. So Chris, you're not aware, you didn't play Helldivers 1, but there is a race that I've told you about. It's called the Illuminate. And they are quite possibly the most terrifying like enemy, because essentially they're the Covenant. They have cloaking technology. They have like really advanced cool tech. They have like these shield drones that come out and then they shoot turrets, and they have long range snipers and stuff like that. And when people were talking about it online, like a lot of the Helldiver veterans were like, we need laser weapons, right? I'm like, correct, because essentially right now there's like one laser gun, and we know how you feel about it, Chris. You're like, it's not good. It's not a great weapon. But for some reason, the Laser Sentry is fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. Kind of a weird balance that way. I really feel like, you know, with the Illuminates, if they show up, I expect the mechs to be there, because there's no fucking shot if the mechs aren't there that we stand a chance against them. And I do wonder what variations they're going to kind of pull out for the other, like, you know, the automatons and the terminids. Is there anything specifically, Brad, you want to see added in an update? Because I know, like, you're upset that, you know, essentially sometimes it's just like you don't have basic weapons that can penetrate armor. Even with the medium stuff we were using, yeah, the armor penetration is still low.
Yep, yeah, I just... We are getting a variety of weapons. I'm assuming we get the variety of weapons over time. It looks to be more of the like ammo types versus like a variety of weapons. Mm-hmm. I would like to see some customization of weapons, like, you know, just doesn't have to be like super in depth, but you know, instead of like having one weapon and you change the ammo types of that weapon, instead of having to unlock the entire, you know, next weapon, or
you don't like taking the railgun from safe to unsafe and then blowing yourself up with.
I do. I've done it several times. Yeah. Once on purpose, the rest definitely on purpose again. But I would like to see some, you know, they don't have to be like crazy changes. You making the barrels longer, shorter, adding scopes, you know,
or like, you know, like damage sights, damage, yeah, range multipliers. So little customization, yeah, of the weapons. Yeah. I mean, because they did switch it from, you know, top-down isometric to third-person, then you also have the ability to scope in on first-person and shoot. So I do agree, it would be kind of cool for that aesthetic. I also, you know, I would like to see, like, some, you know, advantages to unlocking the capes and the helmets and stuff like that, because right now it's just the armor, you know?
So I was actually watching something today, and one of the helmets were actually modifying the stats on the character sheet. It didn't say that it did, there was no indication that it did, except for the actual stats on the character. It was only moving it like 5 or 10, like it was a very small.
Okay.
But so I'm assuming at some point they will, you know, I'm pretty sure it'll be behind a paywall of some sort, but you know, it'll be the premium battle pass. But I feel like they're missing an opportunity, you know, that's part of the build, right? Having, right, different pieces of armor, you know, having three pieces of armor, but only two are two are cosmetic. I mean, I don't know what you could really do with a cape, like how you could like justify stats, you know,
make me fly.
Like, yeah, I don't
super, super easy, bro. But, no capes.
But yeah, that I would love a hoverboard as well. That would be cool.
You want more traversal options? I think that's one of the cooler things about the game, is that there's a kind of a Death Stranding element to it, right, Chris? Like you can, there's like a difficulty in like traversing some of the areas, even though there is a stratagem that makes you just kind of muscle through it. Oh no, I'm not sorry. Yeah. Not a stratagem, but a booster.
Booster.
Yeah. Which is also pretty cool. Chris, is there anything you want to see added just for like quality of life stuff, weapons, ammo, that type of stuff? What would you like to see? What was like your biggest annoyance that you would kind of like to see at least push back a bit?
It's not really an annoyance, and I kind of agree with Brad in some regards to the vehicular, you know, being able to move around a little bit different, closer to kind of like, if you think back to the original Halo, right? I mean, nothing that crazy to where you're going across an entire map in a Warthog just waiting for something to happen, but something that allows you to traverse the map, but is also very vulnerable. Because I remember, you know, back in the Halo days, if you ran into a hunter and they hit the side of that Warthog, you're flying.
Now you're done.
You know, especially if you're playing on Heroic or Legendary, like they're not missing you. So they could do something like that. And I don't want this to become Halo, obviously, but...
Oh, I do.
you know, the, I think adding some vehicles with throwing down a stratagem and being able to mount the machine gun to the
you know what's
vehicle.
You know what's funny is that in the original Helldivers there was a vehicle. Brad remembers it because he ran me over with it, and it was like a mini motorcycle. Because some of the maps, I think, in later in Helldivers were like actually really large, and there's I think the thing that I love the most about this game is that it's kind of short, controlled, intense bursts of gameplay. So there is a complaint I saw from a lot of Destiny players where they were like, the AI in this game and Helldivers is like very aggressive and in tune to where you are, and they're constantly hunting and searching for you. So you're constantly kind of, you know, you don't have to necessarily search out that moment-to-moment gameplay, because while there are in lower difficulties moments of like reprieve, you can catch your breath. That's not how that works in like Suicide, Extreme, Helldive. The moment you land, bugs are like, fuck you. And they just start attacking. So yeah, there were, I remember there were vehicles. It was very limited, but it was like mostly like the mechs had, they had two different mechs. One with the, I think, was it rockets? The other one had a flamethrower, which was really cool. And then you had like a bike, and that bike was pretty awesome. But like it, like there were no weapons on it. It was just a simply traversal, which I thought was cool too, which I think that is something they could add. Because to me,
it was a tank.
Oh, there was a tank as well. Yeah. I also feel like the jetpack probably needs some fine tuning. It really feels like, for me, the only time I used it was to kind of escape Brad when he was about to die, you know? That was basically the only time I used it. And I know you can use it to get on top of higher ground, but if I'm being honest, I would rather have like a that third weapon, that power weapon, rather than using the jetpack to try to get away, because sometimes the high ground doesn't matter, because with the Terminids, they can spawn or like dig underneath you and tunnel. So sometimes that works.
I will say some stratagems, I feel like they're not worth bringing. So it's like, I will never use the jetpack, just because I feel like another weapon or another, you know, something throwable that will explode is much more valuable. I'm sure there's some.
Where are my Tesla grenades, bro?
Right. So maybe, you know, the jetpack becomes, I don't know, part of the armor, or, you know, there's like a one-time use stratagem that's like additional, like you get to bring a fifth, but it's only like you just drop with it or something. I don't know. But
that'd be kind of cool.
I feel like some stratagems just get outclassed super quickly.
Very quickly, yeah. It's crazy because, like, you know, the flamethrower, like the, I can see uses for like the light machine gun. I can't remember what the other light machine gun's called, but that one with high ammo.
The stalwart,
which is like, I use that a lot, like on extreme and stuff like that when I need to clear, you know, pretty big areas. And then but the flamethrower is just like, it's just useless. And it's mostly a team killing weapon. What's really interesting is that when the game, you know, obviously there's going to be a meta, right? It's going to happen. We're eventually going to get to that point. But the game gives you all these really cool options, but it really feels like some of them are far more useful than others, right? You know, early on, turrets are just like the only thing you can do until you get like certain airstrike capabilities. If you have, let's say, like the 380 HE, right? And you're just peppering an area, you're gonna kill Chris multiple times. He won't even be in the fucking area. I was telling the other Discord group, Brad invited me to Chris, I was like, yeah man, Chris, like Brad threw the 380 and Chris was legitimately on the other side of where that was supposed to be, and it hit him still. It's you know, it's a team killer. You know, the Tesla coil, amazing weapon for clearing mobs, absolutely nightmare for people because it hunted Chris down three times. You know what I'm saying? Like
four times.
There's,
you just lay down.
I feel like there's it really feels like when you get to the higher end, like there's uses for like the stuff you get to unlock, there's constant consistent uses for. But when you're, you know, low level, like some of the stratagems that you have like early on, they just kind of like go by the wayside. You know, with the exception of like the turrets, you know, you can always use them, except for the auto cannon, which like gets outclassed immediately when you unlock the rocket pods. I'm sorry. Like the fact that the rocket pods just like really quick in terms of target designation, And then you get the auto cannons like, hey, and the Charger's like, not today, fuck boy. And just immediately spears it. You're like, why? Yeah,
I will say, like, in the medium range of difficulty, the turrets become just objects of destruction.
Oh, like, dude, so quickly.
I throw them out and then everything's just like, all right, there's a turret. I'm not going to think about anything except for destroying that immediately.
Which is weird. But also, you know, kind of harkens to the fact that, like, you know, with Starship Troopers, a lot of the bugs were smart, you know, so maybe the bugs are like, that hurt us before. Let's not happen again, baby.
If I remember right, they were a hive mind.
Yeah,
right?
They had a brain. I don't know if they're going to. I wonder if they'll introduce a brain, because I love the Baltide, dude. I think that's such a fucking cool design. You know, it's watching the Biotitan and Charger get dismantled is probably my favorite thing to see in this game, outside of the terrifying the Brood Elite when you shoot its fucking face off and it takes like a death lunge at you. That is the most horrifying thing I've ever seen in any game. When you're like, it's down and it's like, not today, fucker. It's like, take that big death swipe. That is terrifying. I think even more so than the Stalkers. You know,
I was about to say,
like, I'm cool with the Stalker at first because you can kind of see it, but dude, when it hits you with that tongue and it knocks me 30 feet away, dude, that is annoying as shit, dude. When it constantly happens,
the claw thing, the armored claw thing.
Oh, I don't know
what it's called, but the
shrimps.
It doesn't look scary until you blow its head off, and then it's just like wildly swinging at you,
yeah,
and like charging you, and I'm like, this.
Yeah,
this shouldn't be happening.
There's really nothing like that, too. Like, with the automatons, like, the chainsaw stuff, it kind of is humorous. Like, if you cut off their arms, like, what are you going to do? You know? You're gonna bite me with your... like, what are you going to do here? Unless you fight the heavy armored ones where they're shooting, like, flamethrowers. I'm shocked that there's no variation of that, by the way. Where there's not, like, one that just, like, fucking has, like, a high, heavy beam cannon to them. Which would even make it more terrifying.
Don't give them ideas.
Yeah, don't give them ideas.
I mean, you know, actually, so mentioned something that I think they should add in the automaton. There's a lot of like chances to overtake, right? So they have the little AT-AT walkers. Right?
Love those.
Like if you could shoot the dude off of it, right? I think you should be able to command it. Maybe it has like, I don't know, 10 shots or something. Like, I feel like that could get overpowered if everyone's just walking around.
But also it's energy based weapons. So like if just a cooldown, right? That would make more sense. That'd be kind of cool.
You know, or the tanks, because they have literal tanks. So if you could somehow, well, I don't know, with it being,
could you imagine jacking a tank in this game? Oh, dude, I'm Grand Theft Auto in that bitch. Like, it's over, bro. And I'm running it into the tower turrets. Hacking strategy.
with the automatons, I don't know, like, if you could overtake the tank, because the tank is the automaton. So it's like, well, you jump in the cockpit and there's nothing in there. It's just you're now just trapped inside of the thing that's trying to kill you.
It has like needles that come at you.
Well, that's where they would immediately be able to use, because nobody uses the damn EMP strikes. Well, what? Now if you want to gain control of the tank,
which shockingly use the EMP is really useful. Like the it EMP is, stuff but is useful. But
why,
like,
would you use it?
Exactly. Like when you're when you're getting swarmed, like it doesn't matter if they can take pot shots from afar at you. Like my only thing that I'm kind of grateful for, and I know, like, if Arrowhead happens to watch us and they're like, oh, that's a good idea, there's not really a sniper variant in the automaton except for that turret that was amazing when it cut Brad in half. It was the coolest fucking shot I've ever seen. I'm running and I just do and it hits him as soon as it splits him, it hits me and it fucking knocks. I was like, oh my god, what the fuck, dude. The accuracy of that stuff is so cool. And like, if people are stressed right now with how the Terminids and the Automatons are, dude, the Illuminate don't fuck around, man. When those things show up, I remember the first time me and Brad faced them, I was like, what is that? And you're like, don't worry. And it decloaked, and I was like, oh my god, that is not okay. It like straight up started like swiping at us with like energy swords. I was like, what the fuck is this? And there's like these long-range snipers. I was like, dude, what is happening? I can only imagine the stress, because essentially, like, you know, no matter what happens when you play this game, you have to work together. It's like that forced co-op experience, but it's good. Like, I have not, I mean, outside of a player that had cheated because they were doing a multi-fire spear weapon, which was like the craziest shit I've ever seen. Dude, every lobby I've been in, everyone has tried to help one another. Even the ones that are lower leveled and not knowledgeable. Like, people, but like, here's the thing. Like, if, you know, once you become dependable or reliable, people are like, we're looking at you to fucking kind of get a ton of kills here because we need help with that type of stuff. But Helldivers 2 is like, you know, it's just fun. I think the developers, you know, captured what made the first game good or great for a lot of people, and then just kind of turn the dial just a little bit, you know, to ratchet up the intensity, and the game's just great. And it's just like so, you know, pulpy in terms of weight, like it sees its humor, right? The General Brash, he's just like, I used to be 7 foot and I had to just have one arm, and it's like, what the fuck is this? You look like a handsome hell diver. You go through the tutorial, there's like terms and conditions and stuff like that. It pretty much is like, you know, you can't sue Super Earth for what happens to you, but you will get, you know, a bereavement or whatever, a grievance fucking, you know, payment out to your family and stuff like that. It's so funny.
It's like, they stab you in the chest.
Yeah, dude. So they did that in the original too, but like, you can't see it. But here it's like so much more impactful. It's like, go ahead and get a stim pack. Like, what? Oh, like, now patch yourself up, soldier. I think the fact that, like, I was kind of disappointed, though, let me get to this point, about how there weren't really new variants for the automatons on higher difficulties, but there were for the bugs. Like, the Biosphere, the fact that, like, I don't know how you felt about it, Chris or Brad, but, like, the moment they kind of, like, turned themselves up and started shooting fucking, mortars at us, I was like, this is Starship Troopers all over again. This is fucking crazy. Yep. I love that. Until we started fighting them in a closed area trying to get to a SEAF launcher. And I was like, this is a nightmare. Oh, my God. And you're getting one shot. That's another thing I was going to talk to. I was going to ask Brad about, like, that, the bile stuff, man. Getting one shot by bile is not okay. That is so frustrating.
I mean, I get the concept of the game is, you know, you are a fragile human creature. It's
squishy.
You're going to die. But, like, sometimes it's just like, if you don't evade 100% of the attacks, you're just dead. Like, there's nothing you do about it. Which I guess is okay occasionally, but like when it's like a third of the enemies that you fight, it's just like, all right, come on now.
You're pretty much just screwed.
I do like the scale of the game. So, I mean, from it going from an isometric, you know, you're looking down, you really don't see it. Like, all you see is the horizontal scale of things, right? Mm-hmm. Things that are like long and kind of girthy, but in this one,
where's he going with this, Chris?
But in this one, like with the like the first time I encountered, you know, the Bile Titan,
yeah,
it's like towering over me and like casting a shadow, and it's like I know it, like when I'm running away from a Bile Titan, and it's like I can see, or like everything around me is dark because it's like just behind me, slowly walking, about to just absolutely impale me. But I really like that like. Not really immersiveness. I mean, it is kind of somewhat of immersive, but just the fact that, you know, the chargers are large,
dude, and the chargers have like certain kind of behaviors, right? Like when you hit them enough, they like take deep breaths and shit like that when they get attacked. I'm like, man, I don't have no sympathy for no bug, but man, I felt kind of bad when I shot this one through the like its head, and it's like it takes a deep breath and it's like blood coming out of it everywhere. I was like, die. Like,
And then the, you know, on the
ICBM?
IBNC, yeah, those missions.
ICBMs, you know, yeah. Intercontinental Ballistic Missiles. Almost got me. I was like, ITT Tech?
those missions, right? So the explosion in the background, right?
They never
like
get
that,
old.
That scale, it's just like, it doesn't.
Never gets old, man.
Like, every time you have to stand and salute. And watch it happen, right? You have to enjoy it.
This is fucking incredible. Yeah, I just think that, like, there's so much cool shit happening. Like, the first time you unlock the 500-kilogram bomb, like, Chris immediately threw it down and was like, fuck yeah, and just kills the Bile Titan. Or you unlock once you unlock the Orbital Rail Cannon, dude, just watching how quickly that targeting system is, and it just hits the biggest target in the area. And it just, like, seeing it hit a Bile Titan for the first time is the coolest shit. Because it just, like, hits it and just rips the entire chunk through it. You know, there's nothing more satisfying than like not casually taking down like the largest enemies, but feeling overpowered in that moment, you know, throwing down the laser beam and you're just like watching it just like cut a swath through every enemy in front of you. That is, I think there's like this insane sense of satisfaction with this game. And I know that reviewers were a bit critical of the server stuff, and rightfully so, but to be fair to the developer, I mean, were you expecting this many players? Like, I wasn't. I thought that this was going to be, you know, it's $40. So, you know, your content mileage with these types of game may vary, but it's essentially got this, you know, and Brad, we've talked about this before. Essentially what we want to see from some of these live service games is for developers to remember that these games are meant to be fun, you know? And when you nail that gameplay loop, you can just keep doing it over and over again because almost every encounter feels different, you know? And that's like, it's because there's this big difference between facing a group of automatons and then facing a group of bugs, you know? Having a bunch of chargers, you know, it's pretty much just sprinting straight at you like little rhinos, or a fucking two Bile Titans, which, by the way, I don't know if they sped them up or made them faster, but it fucking feels like it. Every time I get chased by a Bile Titan, I am terrified. I'm like, why are you so quick now? Which makes sense, by the way, because they should be that fast. But I feel like this game, and you're right, this game does scale well. But like, I remember seeing like certain reviews, people like, oh man, the, you know, people talked about difficulty where I'm like, Helldivers was difficult. This game is meant to be hard. It's not, it's meant to be an adrenaline rush the entire time. Like when you start to extract, I mean, Chris like extracted with us, I think on Extreme or Suicide, and was like, what the fuck is going on? How do we get out of here? And then when it finally happens, you're super excited, right? Like we did the, a defense one, Brad, with your friends, and they were like, we were down to one last person, right? And then we survived, and he was like, oh my God, like my heart was really racing. I'm like, that's essentially the Helldivers 2 experience in a nutshell.
And then he got off.
And then he got off. He's like, I had to die. And then he died quietly. So Chris, like, you know, overall, is there anything that this game reminds you of? Is there anything Helldivers 2 reminds you of in terms of its gameplay loop?
I mean, it reminds me a lot of the old school zombie twin stick shooters, mm-hmm. fast paced, co-op, you know, coach co-op, like you were mentioning. But as far as, I mean, it seems pretty one in itself, as far as the, how you call in stratagems, extremely ingenuitive, in my opinion. It causes a lot of anxiety in combat,
especially when you mess up like the more complex yeah. ones, you're like, please input, please.
Right. Or, you know, you're trying to reinforce your buddies to have them land on a Bile Titan, you know. Yep. That's something different that, you know, you wouldn't think of a respawn as a method of killing a giant thing, you know. So I really enjoy it. I think it's really ingenuitive, like I said, and just overall just a fun time, you know. Kick a few back with some friends and kill bugs.
Yeah, because eventually that's the server issues are going to clear up, you know? And yeah. I think that Sony obviously sees its success. And from what the developers said on social media, Sony is trying to help with like providing, you know, more technicians for servers and stuff like that. So there's,
you know, that's the thing too. You know, when you're in game, you're good.
Yeah. It's fluid.
You know, it until it kicks you, you're good. So
I kind of agree with that. It's kind of a one of one experience. Like I didn't know what to expect at first because I knew it was going to be a fun time, you know, team killing. The thing is, like, it's not frustrating. Like, it's crazy because I think when people see what they're actually up against, no one's trying to troll each other, right? We'll troll each other because we're friends. You know,
right.
We know each other's tendencies. Like I'll straight up, like Brad will be like, I did throw you forward. I threw you forward in the direction I was looking. I was like, you fucking asshole. But uh-huh. It makes sense because like, I know how to kind of get myself out of a bad situation, as does Brad. So I kind of have confidence in that type of stuff. I just like the fact that the developers know that there are, you know, blind spots, certain areas where you think that you're safe on top of certain things, but because you have certain stratagems like mortar fire, or you have certain bugs that can like tunnel underneath and get on top of those areas, that like the developers are constantly trying to keep you engaged in these games. And I can't really think of many experiences that tried that. And there is, just kind of this feeling of like, I guess someone had said on like one of the forums, like there's a sense of joy, I think, in this type of game, where if you're with your friends, it's really fun seeing like how creative you get with your teamwork, you know, and then also just seeing like you with everyone with a laser backpack, just watching the guard dog cut each other down and then cut all the bugs and then cut each other down on accident.
And at higher difficulties, man, it does cut your teammates down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so when Brad and all of them got disconnected, it shot me down. And I was, I think it was on like challenging or it was close to it. And I was like pretty much running a mission solo until they came back. And then Brad jumps in and he gets my laser backpack and it ends up pinning him and killing him.
Well, so I landed right next to where he died earlier and there was a dead charger, but his pack was under the charger. So I dove next to the charger to try to get to the backpack and I picked up the backpack, but I got pinned under the charger and the guard dog got up and was doing this. And so the laser was just flailing around, just hitting me like every 4 or 5 seconds. And I'm like, no, ow.
Laser's like, I'm helping. What is my purpose? I just
slowly died by mincing my own self.
Yeah, I'm just kind of surprised by like, you know, the depth of the game, like in terms of like the stratagems and you know, once again, just understanding like there's all this stuff for you to do. Now I do wish that there were a bit more diversity with some of the weapons. Like the moment you get like the breaker, the auto shotgun, it's a wrap. That's like, that should be your primary. I think there's only one pistol variant, right? Or no, there's the normal pistol, two. The automatic, and then there's the revolver for the special battle pass, whatever it's called. Yeah. And that weapon, no disrespect to the developers, I don't ever want to use that shit because like for some reason, that auto pistol can cut through enemies really quickly. And it feels like it's cutting through armor quick too, which may be just me, but yeah, I just feel like, you know, the laser weapon, I'm fairly certain you're supposed to use it against the automatons. That's my assumption, but the shotgun can kill an automaton in one shot. So
I wish they had a little bit of, I don't like a, not a bestiary, like a glossary, there's a word for it, codex, like a codex that gives a little bit of explanation on like ammo types or like, you know, enemies, and maybe you have to kill 1,000 of them before it actually gives you the information you want to know about it. Like it gives you the weaknesses or, you know, like maybe like an anatomical figure and it shows you where the weak spots are at, or, you know, I would like to see a little bit of that, just kind of a quality of life thing. Once again, a little bit of variance because your primary weapon is completely useless against anything
armored. 100%.
Yeah, well, like the little trash mobs, it kills those and does nothing to anything else.
Essentially, yeah. And like it's also kind of weird, like, you know, the guard dog thing. I just want to bring this up. Like you have the Liberator guard dog, which it's a fine weapon. Right. But it only carries 30 rounds. So it has to reload after every shot. And because of how defensive your guard dog is, like how quickly it like targets sometimes and tracks and starts to fire, like it's reloading quite often. I think it takes like 5 seconds to reload. The laser's just like, okay, we're just going to keep firing continuously until either you die or I die. That's essentially how that works. It's like, okay, I kind of want a little bit more variance there, a little bit more variance with the grenades. I just want to put this out there. I know Brad does not like the impact grenades when it comes to destroying the automaton, you know, we're throwing it through a vent. I get that. But those fucking grenades are amazing. Oh, yeah. They're amazing against mobs, dude. I have no beef against that. I think with like the armor, I don't know how you guys feel about this. I feel like some of the stuff that's at the store, by the way, you can earn credits pretty quickly, but I just unlocked armor the other night that was medium and it gave me like 2 extra grenades. So I don't have to be light armored anymore. And I was like, holy shit, that is a game changer. Cause I can take a little bit more damage because light armor on Helldive, you're dead. You're pretty much dead in one shot, no matter what happens. And I kind of wondered, you know, I just want to address this as well. And I want to know what your guys' thoughts on this. Is this game pay to win? Honest question.
I don't think it's pay to win.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that is behind the premium currency that gives you too much of an edge. I don't, once again, I don't really understand like the explosive round rifle, right?
I think it's just stuns. That's
right.
It.
And I like if that's a thing that's actually worse than the normal gun. If it's like, if it's because it doesn't do anything more to armor and it actually shows that it does less damage per shot and there's less rounds per magazine and it shoots slower. So I don't know what the actual benefit is. So I don't think there's really benefit. However, that variety is the spice of life. So it's like it does ruin the base enjoyment of, you know, having the experimental phase of things. So it's definitely, I'm glad that you can earn currency. Like I'm glad it's not a hard, you know, pay to obtain. So I'll at least give them that. I'll, you know, you can obtain all the armor that you want. Granted, you have to play quite a bit to get the money for it, but you know, it's obtainable. And I don't think it breaks anything. I've not seen anything. For one, it cost way more medals to unlock anything in that pass, in that battle pass thing. So it's like, I don't know if it's worth it. If it was the same current, like the same amount of medals, but the fact that it's like four times as many medals, might not, it might be less intuitive to do it. It might be you complete the regular one first. And then I'm assuming at some point, all of the stuff that is in that battle pass will become obtainable to the regular people.
Yeah, but some of it I don't think is like, I think the boosters, sure. Maybe the incendiary grenade. The weapons, though, they're not as great. Like, an incendiary shotgun does nothing for me, you know? Because a bug on fire is fucking, it looks cool. Is fucking terrifying. Like, if the elite bug is chasing me, shotgun, you know? Oh, yeah, I guess.
There's nothing better than Dragon Breath.
Oh, 100. Yeah. Just watching a bug burn. Chris, do you think this game is pay to win? Like, because that was, like, the big complaint early on.
No, so I thought that at first, honestly, because I kept asking you guys, like, where the hell are you getting this explosive thing, right? So then Brad, one of you two died, right? And I picked it up. And I played with it for a little bit, and I went, meh, I'll go back to the old one.
Essentially, yeah. I think just like the old game, just like the first game, Helldivers 2 really stresses the use of stratagems. That's where pretty much how you get overpowered, and there's nothing pay to win about that. And the fact
you have to earn that.
Yeah, you need to earn it. You know what I mean? So always found that argument to be weird. I'm like, pay to win? I'm like, brother, you're surrounded. Like, at some point you have to rely on your own skills. Like, it is, there's a, you know, to me, there's this kind of, you know, being able to survive in some of these, you know, stressful environments, being able to outrun certain bugs, being able to dodge chargers and pretty much get yourselves out of really sticky situations. That to me is like, that's the skill point right there. No amount of weapons you have can really save you, with the exception of like maybe the lasers. You know, because what the game does, or what the developers have done, is that like, they don't allow you to really cheese certain areas, you know, like, so when you're having to take out the eggs, there are certain, like, you would think to yourself, like, oh, if I just like drop like cluster bombs here or there, it should work. But there's like always something that's just kind of above it, you know, kind of like a roof to those eggs that kind of blocks you off from perfectly doing that. So you do have to get your hands through. You do have to be kind of quick with what you do.
You can kind of cheese some of the optional objectives.
Yeah, 100%.
Like they make sure that you're involved. You have to touch this terminal, and you have to go turn this valve, and you have to go back to the terminal, and right. You have to input a little mini game thing, and then you have to go, you know.
Except for the propaganda terminals, where it's like, we can just blow them up. We found
right,
that.
Right.
Or you can just use a charger. Just use a charger against it. You know, drop a hell bomb. Give me a nuke.
But so the one thing about this game, the quality of it, like the actual, like the feel of it is very nice. And you asked Chris earlier about what game it reminds you of. Mm-hmm. The game that it reminds me of is Earth Defense Force.
Obviously, oh, yeah.
Because it's, you know, swarms of bugs, right? But there's like a a generic feel to that game. It's just, you're just a random person with a random gun shooting bugs. And this game, the fact that every moment is created by diving.
Yeah.
Like that combat dive is like the coolest mechanic, even though it's so simple. And, but just the fact you're just laying on the ground, just firing. Don't do that with a flamethrower, 'cause you will just set yourself on fire. But it's like, it, like it's
I,
just,
I know from experience, Helldivers aren't
for Super Earth,
for Earth.
But it's just like, just that feeling of like, even though you are a peon in this, you know, hell factory of
brother, I'm a peon with a fucking cruiser. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. I mean, like
I'm 18 years old. Right. When I was in the Navy at 18, I was like, you know, being able to drive a destroyer or some shit like that, dude. But I have like my own goddamn cruiser, the Sovereign of Mercy, you know, or Sovereign of Justice. Brad's got the Fist of Justice or Mercy.
The Fist of Mercy.
The Fist of Mercy. The game feels good, plays good. It's right now, like, I think 2024 has had like a really good start. I think this surprised a lot of people due to the price point. You know, a $40 game, you know, when you compare it to something like the quadruple A title that is Skull and Bones, right? How would you ever compare it to that? And you're getting what's essentially what should be a double A experience, but with a triple A feel. That's how I describe like this game. I haven't felt this excited to play a game since Returnal, and I loved Returnal. That came out 2 years ago. It's one of my favorite PS5 titles.
Trash.
Love that game, bro. That game's amazing. But like, that's how I feel about Helldivers, because it's just the speed of gameplay, right? The loop is very satisfying. And like, if you've ever tried to do a run solo on like the higher difficulty, Suicide and above, holy shit, man. You better come prepared with some of the best weapons and material quickly and put yourself in a position to be successful. Otherwise, you are fucking dead very quickly. So I just think that this game is, you know, like I honestly can't believe that like we're in February and we've gotten like a bunch of really good games so far. Now, I don't know how the middle of the year is going to go or the end of the year is going to go, but to kick things off for 2024, Helldivers 2 is a fantastic piece, and they're going to be doing updates monthly essentially. So, I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see what we get. Like, I think at first for me, and I'll ask Chris about this too, like, what do you want first? Do you want to see kind of like us take on the home planets first? Or do you want to see of like the enemies and stuff like that? Or do you want to see like a new enemy appear? Like, how would you want to approach it? Like, what would you want, Chris?
I think I'd prefer a new enemy type. That's me personally. It's not that, I don't know. Like, when you drop in, yeah, there's different biomes, like the jungle and desert kind of thing. And
Vietnam.
You know, I mean, that's great and all, but they're largely forgettable. That's not what you remember when you take off, right? You remember the battles with the enemies and stuff like that. So I think I would rather see
a new enemy
type. Yeah.
Brian, what about you? What do you want to see?
Total eradication.
Total, Jesus. I want to see the bug menace taken care of. I want a stratagem. Here's what I want, right? I want a stratagem that I can
just bug spray,
that I can work for. That's essentially just like a massive planet cracking weapon on my ship. So the moment we fight the bugs, we get that opportunity, right? Like the first, it's like a raid. The first major team to take out the bugs, go deep in, kill the queen or whatever, kill the hive mind, and then call it in. But here's the thing: we don't extract. We are the sacrificial lambs. I want the Sovereign of Mercy to have that planet cracking weapon. I'm like, just fire in my position, and it just splits the planet in half. And I'm how I
get
want
yourself
it.
A custom title on your ship.
Oh shit, no. That World would be get like a star on my ship.
Yep,
he served his purpose. Give him
Vegito's Big Bang Attack.
Oh,
I get it. No. So it's a
Gallic gun.
No. Okay. So it's an eight party raid, or it's an eight person raid, right? Right. So two teams go in, they fight, they destroy everything, mm-hmm. right? Every ship has to use their orbital laser and like pinpoint it, and like it creates like this like plasma nuclear fission, and it, like it, so it's like It's like a whole cinematic experience.
So right? Essentially, we're the Covenant glassing Reach.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, the camera zooms out into space, and you just see like one laser activate, and then another one activate,
and another one activate. I just want to zoom in on the queen and the hive mind's face, and then have like Sean Patrick, was it Neil Patrick Harris, show up? He's like, "It's afraid."
It just wanted to open up Froyo stands.
Yeah. No. It's like you're gonna be a new fucking parking lot for my destroyer. I do kind of like, so I agree with Chris. I would like to see the Illuminate appear and then possibly a new enemy type also. But here's what I also want. I want us to, you know, as they're making these new updates, introduce new enemy types for the automatons and the terminus. But when, what's really interesting was that, and I don't think anybody really noticed, when they had that, like, you know, that defense and evacuation of that planet system for automatron, dude, that was like the first big content update, which everyone really struggled with because we were getting our asses kicked and it was not fair. I just want to point that out. I know they said they balanced it a little bit. I'm like, dude, like, first off, I think we played it on hard, right, Brad? With your buddies, I think. No, they played on, it was like medium.
Medium or challenge.
Even then, like, it was kind of overwhelming from what I saw for new players. When we got into like anything higher, I was like, there is no fucking shot. If you don't have certain stratagems, you're absolutely screwed. Because when we played on Helldive, it was like, Brad's like, oh, there's one tank. Oh, there's another tank. Like, what is happening right now? What I want to see is them introducing like new elite variants. Hear me out. Because I want to see like how you would react to certain things. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to see like an elite variant of the flamethrower guys with like rocket pods or, you know, beam cannon, something. I really like the fact that like when you were doing some of the missions, they did throw in like certain like loops, like, hey, you know, you're gonna have to go in here. You cannot throw stratagems in this area, so teamwork is required, which was essentially me and Brad, like, I'm gonna die and you're just gonna follow up with me, you know? And with the bugs,
I'm gonna throw my pod on, yeah, the objective.
Yeah. Throw it out there. But I just think like the way the game scales, like, I do want to see like how the home worlds would look, right? I love the visual diversity in this game. It's gorgeous. It's a very pretty game, like, shockingly. I don't know what engine they're using, but for some reason, Chris, when we were like kind of walking through, when you're marching through certain areas, I'm like, this kind of feels Death Stranding-ish. Like, it feels like the Decima engine in certain ways. I was like, damn, man, like, wait, you know? And like the other thing they've done just perfectly, the music as it scales when you are fighting is the most exciting. Like, you're really like getting amped to fight these motherfuckers. And if you have no reinforcements left, it's even better. Cause me and Brad have survived for like 8 minutes once until I ran straight into a charger's face and it fucking knocked me down. And I got stomped for Super Earth. But I am interested to see like how they constantly, you know, because you have this huge galaxy map. So I assume there's going to be like, you know, you have automatons to the left, terminus to the right. Let's say the Illuminate are north of you or above you. Like, what's below you? Right? Maybe an entire new variant species. Maybe it's the Flood and I'll go cry in a corner somewhere because I don't want to face an enemy like that. That would be that would be the scariest shit ever. Or it's like something funny. It's like the cow planet from fucking dude from Diablo. What are you doing here? Nah.
I would like to see at some point there to be like faction wars, right? So you go into a mission and both of them are there and they're actually like fighting each other and fighting you at the same time. I think that'd be pretty
cool. Oh, when we have like area, like planets, like systems overlap and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh. So like if they touch each other, like there's a chance that when you drop down on a mission that's on like a border planet, that like both factions are there.
Ooh.
And they're like actually waging war against each other.
How?
But then when you show up, everyone just aggroes on you.
How fucking amazing would it be when they're introducing the Illuminate or they're introducing another faction that pretty much when you're fighting, you're like trying to explore certain areas and you see remnants of them there. And you're like, what did this to the, what, like, we see a Bile Titan like split in half or something. Like,
just torched.
Yeah. We're like, what the fuck did that, dude? Just like,
you see,
You know, because like the Illuminate, they're telepathic too, which is fucking awesome. You know? So you do have like things that you can fear. And I just can't wait to see what they look like. You know, like, can you imagine like this new majestic race appearing nowhere and being like, daddy's home. Like, what are you guys doing over here? Like, knock, knock, let me in, bro. Hello there. Hello there.
There's a house made out of bow spewers.
Oh, that was.
Oh my God.
That would be the fucking nightmare, dude. I really want to see like how they handle going to like the home planets. Like, all right, cool. Now we're going to fucking take the fight back to them. I'll be really
It's kind of like the Division, because like you're fighting like the cleaners and stuff like that, and then you get later in the game and you find out who the real badasses are.
Yeah, and you're like, oh shit, Jesus, man, you have as good a gear as us. Like, what the fuck, man? That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that the cross planet stuff, Brad, that would be amazing. Just like the border planets, they're like, you know, they're fighting over it. That's why I'd be like, we don't need to spread democracy here just yet. Let me get my fucking planet cracker.
A 2-for-1 special.
I also would love for us to, like, when we're manning our ships and stuff like that, as we're traveling, you know, we get, like, if we're traveling to, like, a new section, we get intercepted, and we have to get, or we get boarded, or we have to fight them on board their carriers or cruisers and stuff like that, like some of the super planets. I'm like, that'd be amazing. Like, I really feel like there's a lot of potential here. Like, I wonder how the raids are going to go, because there have been discussions about that. Are we thinking 8-player? I think it should be like 12.
I think, yeah, 12 or 16.
Yeah. Can you imagine just straight up fucking strike?
128.
it turns into mag or something, or resistance to back in the day. There's so much potential in this game, and I'm really excited, because like most live service titles, I feel when they come out of the gate, they just kind of fall flat on their face. And it's really unfortunate sometimes, because, you know, I think developers have good intentions sometimes, unless you're 32 studios at Ubisoft working on a Assassin's Creed Black Flag variant. But, you know, that's besides the point. When it comes
to... Variant? What are you talking about? It's a mini game.
It's a mini game. But when it comes to, like, Helldivers, it's like you have, you know, a dedicated studio. They haven't released a title for... I think Helldivers 1 came out 2012, 2010 or something like that?
No. Something. I think it was a little bit later than that. Like, yeah, 2014,
yeah. So they've been working on this title diligently for 7+ years. It comes out and we're like, this is fucking quality. This is what I'm talking about. It's like the perfect live service title. Once again, you don't need all the bells and whistles sometimes. You just need that great gameplay loop that you can You see, I just need a spear and a fucking charger chasing after me, and I'm going to get him. But that's essentially what this is. You know, like you can, and plus that dive, you're correct, Brad, when you say it, that dive is the coolest shit. You know, you can do flips, you can hit your head. Chris, there's a moment where we were doing the hell dive defense, or, you know, kill or hell dive terminate all the terminates. And like Chris was like, there's a ball titan in front of me. Chris was like, jump. As soon as I jumped, I fired my spear and then dove off. Like, that shit is amazing. Like I've said this to Jack. I was like, I want to see this studio get a crack at Battlefield.
Yeah.
If anybody could make if you're not sold on what Arrowhead Games has done with 100 employees compared to God knows how much, you know, how many employees they have at EA making Battlefield, you should be sold. Yes. 7, apparently. You should be sold on them right now, because what they've done is pretty much like you have like randomly generated like areas. You have like, you know, new objectives being thrown in constantly. We're going to get like a not necessarily, I would say, a firm roadmap, but you can constantly kind of push out content, new variants, stuff like that. I just think that what's here right now is fantastic. And I really can't see them fucking it up unless they mess up with like putting, looks like the mechs or certain stratagems behind a paywall. Right? I can't see it. I don't know what you guys think, but I think that as long as they keep it like cosmetic and armor, like armor kind of helps sometimes, but sometimes you're just like, that bile spear just melted me and I had heavy on. Like, it didn't matter.
Yeah. I don't see it, because the planets are like randomly generated, or, mm-hmm. you know, they're the enemies are everywhere. So I don't see them being able to like put it in like a DLC hell where it's like, oh, if you want to experience these missions, you have to buy this map pack or
pull
whatever.
Pull a Destiny. We're gonna vault this, and then just like, you can't experience right. that content no more. It's gone. It's gone. Too bad.
Yeah, I don't see them doing that. So.
What are your thoughts though? If they compartmentalize things, so you know how like we do our defense missions, we basically land in one area and we stay in one area, right? Mm-hmm. They bring mechs in, right? And they say, well, it sucks, but you can't have a mech on this little thing, even though you got to level 30 and unlocked it.
I think that would make sense. That'd be okay.
I mean, it makes sense, but you got people out there.
There should be certain restrictions against, like, you know, but here's my thought, right? So if like you're on a defense mission, I don't know if there's like anything that should stop you from getting into that mech, but like if you play the original Helldivers, the mechs were so OP. They trivialized almost everything. I think it's a lot harder to do that in third person because you could easily slow down the movement of the mech while you are very powerful in terms of like the gear you have on you. You can also be very vulnerable from behind. So you can get destroyed pretty quickly, right? Let's say like while you're using like this titanium chassis, acid melts right through it, you know? So you have all these, so the enemies will have options to counter it. And I assume that Arrowhead's going to have like a great QA, great testing periods where they're not just going to be like, okay, we're just going to throw it out there to pasture and, you know, you fuck around and see what happens. You know what I mean? Like they're essentially taking, you know, you have to look at live service games as like constant testing periods. You know what I mean? Where the developers are going to make changes as the game is played and, you know, more than likely monitoring our enjoyment. Like, I just don't see them, you know, putting too many restrictions. I see them going like, oh, you have mechs now? We're going to fucking overwhelm you because you have this really powerful...
We have anti-mech bugs.
Anti-mech bugs. We have a bug that stands on 2 feet and has very large arms and swings. Like, what the fuck?
They just bring in Hopper from A Bug's Life? Except super-sized?
No! No! That's a wrap.
Someone's beating you with a leaf.
Can you imagine they bring out Hopper? Like, it's over, dude. You're fucking dead. You're dead. But yeah, I think... as it stands right now, I just like, I'm hoping, you know, I know that this is obviously overwhelmed Arrowhead because there's so much, like so many people are really excited about this game. It's once again, it's very hard to kind of get people talking positively, you know, and then probably keeping that maintained. Cause like, this is the first game I really want to continuously make content when an update comes out. Cause it's just, it's so easy to just like hop right in and then, you know, run a couple rounds because Brad will be like, Helldivers? I'm like, absolutely. You don't even have to ask. I will sit there and just, you know, I want to get it for Brandon so I can watch Brandon be like, dadgum, as he's getting killed and stuff like that. Right?
What the crap?
Yeah, what the crap, man? How come them bugs are scary?
I can't wait for the crossover with Power World. Hmm. We can start breeding the bugs.
Fantastic. Let me capture the charger and ride him. Let me capture the charger and ride him. Give me a mount, right? Yeah, I just I'm fully like they pretty much just took almost all the base stratagems and stuff that worked in the original game and just put it here. So I think that, you know, they've nailed it. You know, the team killing aspect, the fun. It's just nice. Also a shout out to your Lowenthal for giving some of the best voice work. I know he's excellent in Spider-Man, but dude, he is hilarious here.
Force Liberty, save me.
My legs. Grenade. When he said grenade, I just, that's the funniest shit. As we're being overwhelmed, you know? So to wrap it up, I don't like to assign scores, but we've all played significant time in this game. Like, could you, like, how easy would it be for you to recommend this to anybody? I just want to know, Chris, we'll start with you. How easy would it be, you know, for you to recommend the Helldivers to?
Oh, pretty damn easy. You know, at first I thought of it kind of like a stopgap in between Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
You know, just something to do besides Rocket League and, you know, whatever else. And honestly, it was, other than that one time where you guys were like, hey, you want to get on? Nah. Other than that, I've jumped on every single time wanting to play. So, I, you know, 4.5 out of 100 or
100
times 10. That's times 10.
What fucking number is this man coming up with? I'm going to like put that on screen and just be like, I don't know. This man's crazy.
No, yeah, no. Gold Star. It's good.
Gold Star. Excellent. Yeah. You don't have to be executed for war crimes or treason by the fucking by Super Earth. Excellent work.
Not this time.
Brad, you? How easy for is it for you to recommend? Nut, that's it. Just
two nuts out of one.
Two nuts.
yeah, no, it's I will say it's as me as a traditional like RPG player. Now, granted, I do like third. I like shooter games too, but it's like it's.
Yeah, don't let this man fool you. Like, he's averaging like 50 kills in a game once. And I'm like, this guy should shut up.
I'm like it's very separate than what I like normally play on a daily basis, right? So it's like a lot of the people that I work with, right? They play Diablo and they play like Power World, right? So it's like, hey, if you just like insane amount of fun, you know, give it a try. Right.
$40, so like, you can't go wrong, right. Honestly.
I would recommend you have a partner or a couple friends to play with. Yeah, that makes it way more fun.
No, well, it becomes a horror game.
Yeah. You don't like survival horror, Chris? I thought you were a man.
I'm just saying, I don't think I would enjoy the game as much if I didn't have friends to play with that made it fun, that are meleeing me in the back while I'm trying to escape a charger.
Brad.
Good.
So. Sacrificing us. I mean, you know.
Shouldn't have been there.
I mean, Brad did call you an a-hole, Chris, by the way, because they're telling people, here's Brad. You guys can team kill people. Like, I know an a-hole who did that to me. I was like, you were team killing us, fucker.
It was. So when you get it back into the ship, you can't get out and you stood there and just shot all of us that were in the ship. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I know an a-hole.
You survived.
Yeah. He survived.
You killed Ken.
You killed me. You killed me, and then I shot.
And then you proceeded to kill me three times, even though I never killed you. But it's neither here nor there. That's fine.
This is the type of game that, in my opinion, cannot ruin friendships. You know what I mean? It can only strengthen them for Super Earth.
Well, I mean,
absolutely, yeah, absolutely, Brad.
Yeah. Well, you know, so like Mario Kart, right? So apparently, Mario Kart is like the friendship killer, right? But it's a war game, right? So it's like it's. Not Mario Kart. Mario Kart's not a war game. Helldivers is a war game. So it's like y'all are all veterans of a military, right? So it's like there's a different type of dynamic, right, versus like friends racing cars together, trying to survive a hellish landscape.
Right? At times, so like, you know, you go down this like path and I'm like, Brad, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. And then it's like Mario Kart, not a war game. Friendship killer. Like, okay. Helldivers 2 is war game. I'm like, dude, can you just just jump on? Just pick a fucking platform. No, I think I'm happy that people are enjoying it. I think that you know, shout out to the developers because they deserve, you know, credit for crafting what is essentially one of the most enjoyable experiences of the year. And it's nice. I'm hoping more people kind of go back and play the original Helldivers, because essentially when you play it, you do have access to practically every stratagem possible. So you're going to be overpowered. But regardless, like just the shift in perspective has created kind of a new experience for veterans of the series. And I know that, you know, I completely trust in Arrowhead to kind of, you know, give us new content. Because they, you know, they haven't, they, it's clear that they're working around the clock. And, you know, every fucking meme I've seen is like, we need Xbox gamers, but I'm pretty sure it's just Xbox players being salty, which is the funniest thing. Get it on PC, $40. Like, you're locked in. You're good to go.
I can't wait for the space battle.
Or PlayStation, for that matter.
Yeah.
Get it on that too. It's fine.
Whatever you want to get it on. No, I'm pretty sure Sony will eventually, like, you know, 6 months down the line, be like, all right, cool. We'll just push it out for Xbox as well. You know, however, you know, to kind of cool down the fire. But like Chris, you said also, like, you know, it'd be a nice stopgap between this and Final Fantasy VII. But it's one of those games where you can just kind of pick up and play and enjoy as you please, kind of like Rocket League, you know?
Yeah.
There's just this great repeatable loop and there's no pressure on you to play. Like, you can literally play one mission and it will run you 40 minutes. If you play with Brad, he will literally run to every optional objective. So if you want to just do one 40-minute round, Brad's the guy to play with.
I eradicate all those.
Brother, I'm trying not to die, because sometimes I'm like trying to make it to an objective, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, where's Chris and Brad? And they're just like dead. Like, I don't want to reinforce you while I'm over here or something like that. It's like, dude, I've done this with like randoms too. That's the my one little beef is that sometimes I'll play with like random players, and like they'll just get mowed down because they'll surround themselves or like try to fight like enemies like on higher difficulties. And I'm like, dude, the enemies don't stop coming, you know? Pause. They don't stop showing up. So, you know, on higher difficulties, like there's constant bug holes. There's constant like drop ships inbound.
Giggity.
So you have to be kind of, you have to be quick with your time, but it's always entertaining watching like out of nowhere, Brad dropping nukes on places and be like, all right, cool. It's just like one man army while me and Chris are trying to complete objectives. It is really fun to kind of branch out like that. Like there are ways to play this game, you know, especially if you have someone who's an utter psychopath who will literally fight enemies on your behalf and kind of go on like stealth missions. Chris generally doesn't really deviate as hard, like, but you, dude, you're out there just.
If I see a hive on our way, I'll go to the right a little bit, take care of the hive.
I'll throw a Tesla coil out there for Chris to, you know, to back him up, you know, and he'll be like, "What just killed me? What just hit me?" I'm like, the Tesla coil, I'm saving you. Would you rather have me do it? Or would you rather have the bugs eat you? Like, let's
the bugs. Yeah. We've been through this. The bugs.
It's just a bug zapper.
Let the bugs take me. But yeah, I think Helldivers 2, fantastic experience. And it's $40. And you're going to get a ton of content. If you want to be like Brad and not be financially responsible, you can buy the Super Citizens. And it's really funny because it makes you feel like you're protecting a VIP because they get like a little gold emblem while me and Chris are like sergeants and chiefs. So you've got this super citizen. So I feel like I have like an NSA or I feel like I have a CIA contractor with me while we're like trying to show him a tour around the base. I'm like, that over there, that's where the bugs are. And that's where they spawn. He's sprinting toward it. Let me get a close up. Like, holy shit.
Let me get a picture.
Yeah, let me get a picture of this thing as I'm dropping HE in the background. So, yeah. But that's going to do it for this video. Next week, hopefully, if Jack shows up, you know, we don't know. It's a crapshoot at the time. We'll be doing an anime for Down the Rabbit Hole. Chris, thanks for showing up. We are going to be doing a Final Fantasy VII Rebirth giveaway. 2 free copies. I'm going to put out information probably, but it'll be out by the time this episode comes out. Super excited for that. You have to have a PS5 only, unfortunately. If you don't have a PS5.
Or a Vita.
Chris will loan you a PS5, but there are very specific conditions for you getting that PS5. Mostly. Anyway. Chris, once again, thanks for coming on. It's great because you know you play. I want to eventually get Brandon. I want to get Brandon on here eventually to talk a game. I just got to figure out what game it's going to be.
Pokemon.
Is that what he plays? He plays Stardew Valley. I want to maybe we should do like a Stardew Valley episode with him in it.
He played what was that? Gunfire Reborn. He played a lot of that.
Oh, did he? Oh, maybe we'll do that. Maybe. I just want to get him on board to have a conversation. But that is going to do it for this episode of Pixelated Thoughts. I want to thank everyone for showing up. And on top of that, go play Helldivers 2. Do it for Super Earth or it's treason.
And Liberty.
And Liberty. Talk to you next time.